News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're buying batteries, stocking up on salt, and much more in Boston.
I just bought more water.
Water and ice cream.
Pepsi?
Soda.
They're going to get it bad there. Blizzard warning stretch from New Jersey to Maine. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live here in New York.
Snow is already falling in some areas, but the big punch is coming tonight into tomorrow. Forecasters say up to 2 feet of snow are expected in the region. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo urged commuters to stay home and some hope for a snow day.
And if they say stay home, then I'll stay home. If not, then I'm going in.
Philadelphia could see up to a foot. Boston expected to get 18 to 24 inches. Winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, creating blizzard conditions, are also expected. More than 4,000 flights have already been canceled for today and tomorrow ahead of the storm, Dave.
Tanya, drone drama at the White House early this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland explains live from Washington.
Dave, an unidentified flying object landed on the White House lawn this morning. We're hearing it may have been a drone. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest confirmed the discovery of the device. He's in India, where the president is traveling.
The early indications are that it does not pose any sort of ongoing threat right now to anybody at the White House.
The Secret Service set up a security perimeter around the executive mansion, but they aren't confirming yet exactly what they found, Dave.
Rachel, an influential group of pediatricians says despite what some parents claim, there's virtually no proof that medical marijuana benefits sick children, but there is evidence it could harm their brain development. The American Academy of Pediatrics says medical marijuana should only be used if there's no other treatment option available. Another award for an Oscar favorite.
And the actor goes to the cast of... Wow, to the cast of Birdman.
Winning Best Ensemble Cast at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. It also won a Producers Guild Award Saturday, though Birdman star Michael Keaton didn't win. Most Outstanding Actor, that went to Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore, Patricia Arquette, and J.K. Simmons also won acting honors. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A man walking on FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit during the midnight hour Sunday was struck and killed. Bryan police identified the victim as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators don't believe the driver of the car was intoxicated when Jemison was struck in the outside lane. A crash on FM 1774 Saturday afternoon near the Texas Renaissance Festival resulted in one death and three injuries. DPS reports a northbound SUV rear-ended a car attempting to make a left turn. One of two passengers in the car died. She was identified as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullenix of Navasota. Both drivers and the other passenger in the car were all transported to Conroe Regional Hospital. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Bryan is celebrating National Catholic Schools Week by recognizing their 120th anniversary. Communications Director Patty Blosick says it begins with a mass of Thanksgiving Wednesday morning at 11 at the church.
We've invited the whole community to come out. We have scores of alumni that live in and around the community, of course, from 120 years. There's a lot of people in the area, including our mayor.
The Bishop of the Austin Diocese will be leading the Mass, which is followed by a reception. Legal action over the way public schools are financed in Texas will be taking much longer. It was a subject brought up by College Station Superintendent Clark Ely at the last school board meeting.
Usually it's 30 days to do one thing, followed by another 30 days. Now they're taking 30 days to 80 days, and the 20-day window they have for submittals, it's now moved to 40.
Dr. Ely says that means the court battle will extend through this calendar year and it won't get back to the legislature until the 2017 session. Committee appointments to the Texas Senate have been made by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Senator Charles Schwartner, who represents Brazos County, will continue chairing Health and Human Services and will be a member of Finance, Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Newly elected Senator Lois Kohlquist of Brenham joins HHS as vice chair. She'll also join Schwartner on Finance, and she'll also be on the Education, Transportation, and Agriculture committees. One way to describe a new contract for IT services between the Texas A&M system and Cisco is bundling on steroids. The system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, says no jobs will be lost as a result of turning 604 contracts into one agreement.
This is merely consolidating existing contracts into one, and this is a hard $3.7 million save. It's now locked in for the next 5 years.
Stone says one contract will increase the efficiency of the procurement office, and IT administrators throughout the system will call the same Cisco support number. A College Station woman is accused of working as a nurse without a license for at least 8 years and possibly longer. College Station police report 43-year-old Sheila Vincent turned herself in as the result of an investigation that started the week before last. Investigators were told the license Vincent was using belonged to a nurse that was employed in another part of the state. The police department's news release did not reveal where Vincent has worked since the end of 2006 or back to the mid-1990s, where investigators suspect Vincent impersonated a nurse. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 7:10. Our weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable sunshine today should lead to mild temperatures. We're going to climb all the way up to about 65 to 70 this afternoon. High pressure sits over the state tonight. We're clear. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. Sunshine is with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 50. It's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, going to be filling in for KO all this week. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about some Aggie sports, by the way. A ton of stuff that was in action this past weekend. Texas A&M women's swimming and diving did great against LSU. Men's and women's tennis, as well as men's basketball. Tonight, women's basketball is going to be on the road, and it's their toughest test so far this season. They're going to be taking on the number one ranked team in the country on the road. All that more coming up in sports.
Hey, they've done it before. They played number one before.
They played number one. They were number one.
Yeah, they've been number one, too. So see how it works. Hope that works for them. So the average NFL career lasts 6 years, according to this.
Really?
First-round draft picks last about 9 years.
I figured it would be less than that, actually,
yeah.
Depending on what position you play, I guess.
Right. Obviously, the position has a lot to do with that. Then you got the Shane Lecklers of the world who just bust the curve completely.
Well, you know, kickers and offensive linemen tend to play a lot
longer.
Yeah,
you can do that. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but NBC is going to allow viewers to watch 11 hours of Super Bowl coverage online for free, including the halftime and the game itself. The amount of programming being streamed is more than has been made available in previous online offerings.
11 hours?
11 hours of that stuff.
Wow.
Comcast, NBC, which is a unit of the nation's largest cable operator, which is Comcast, typically requires online viewers of its shows to prove that they have a subscription with a pay television service like cable or satellite. But by allowing online viewing of the most popular day of programming without a proof of subscription, NBC hoping to encourage more viewers to sign up for their service in the future in order to watch NBC programming both on cable and online.
That is interesting. I'm surprised they're doing that.
Well, that's probably a great way. I mean, how many businesses or products have been out there and they've given something away to begin with so that they kind of get you hooked on it? And then once they've set the hook, they go ahead and tell you that it's going to cost you some money.
Yeah.
So maybe what they're doing. All right, so you two wing guys, you like wings?
Wings.
Buffalo wings?
Wings?
Like buffalo wings.
Oh, I thought you meant the show.
Not the show.
Oh, yeah.
I like the show, too.
I do.
The show's long gone, though, isn't it? Or maybe it's out.
Hey, buffalo wings are here to stay, though.
Yeah they are.
Yes, and I love them.
Okay,
love them
all right, so here are your choices now. If it's between buffalo, barbecue, teriyaki, sriracha, and plain. So think about that for a minute. What do you think your favorite would be when it comes to that? Because the choices you make say something about you. So, Patrick, what do you think?
I've had different flavors in the past, but I can't in good conscience get wings that are dressed in anything other than buffalo.
Okay. So if it's buffalo, Zach, what about you?
What was barbecue?
Barbecue is one of them.
Mm-hmm. I like spicy barbecue.
That's pretty good.
That's an option. Okay. So, yeah, I'll take barbecue.
All right, so it's buffalo. If it's buffalo, you know what you like, and you're not afraid to order it.
So, that's it.
That's it. There you go. If it's barbecue, for those of you that hate conformity but want to conform just a little bit, then there you go. If you go for teriyaki, and I don't get that at all. It says, teriyaki is for outlaws. You have the guts to sit in a room full of people and suggest the whole group order teriyaki wings. You are a crazy person.
Outlaws are jerks one.
That says, sriracha the wings, you are the hipster. It's cool to order that.
Never even heard of those.
They put it on everything now but donuts.
I know. Yeah.
Everything but donuts. It's amazing. And I guess... I don't think the company has changed ownership. I think it's a pretty closely held company,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
I think so.
And, we always talk about extending the brand in marketing as a really important thing to do, but it just seems like in the last 6 months it has blowed up. And, so now they're trying it on stuff it probably doesn't belong on. And plane. If you're a freak of nature, who orders plane wings? Like going to the movies and not buying popcorn. You're probably the type who brings their own beverage to a baseball game, like a bottle of water. So there you are. Match yourself up to who you are.
I don't even know they offered plain wings before, just regular old chicken.
I guess, yeah, really. I guess they, drumettes, yeah, right? I guess you can do that. But nonetheless. Well, I ate at an eatatorium the other day, and they had buffalo chicken tenders. So I thought I'd try that. I'm not a big wing guy. Not a big wing guy really at all.
Is it the trouble, mess?
Just doesn't
work. Need a wet
nap. Yeah. And if I do, I the boneless ones, which probably doesn't even make it a wing, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I got these chicken tenders. But what they did is they brought a bowl of a buffalo sauce to go along with it, which is probably a pretty smart thing for them to do because it wasn't one of their key items and on their menu. So you do that and... It works out fine. But that way, also, you can decide how much you want. I know there are restaurants, obviously, who do a lot of wings, and they give you, like, 8 or 9 different choices as to the amount of heat that you want. And then I don't understand how the celery and the blue cheese got there, but, yeah, anyway. All right, here we go. If you live in... Yes, hello. Oh, they went away.
Well, celery has a numbing agent.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes you think about something else.
Yeah.
Okay, that's also probably why they give you icy beverages, too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably helps, yeah. Most importantly. Okay, here we go. It's time for...
God!
Yeah.
We're going to die!
Yeah, we are.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
And we're going to be covered in snow, apparently.
Oh,
yes,
great.
Yes. Bill de Blasio is warning New Yorkers to prepare for the worst in regards to today's Monday. That's today's anticipated... monster blizzard. Somewhere in the break room at the Weather Channel, don't you think they sit around and talk about weather disappointments? I mean, how they... And, really, how many times do you see Jim Cantore standing on a beach and seagulls are flying around and it's blue and you've got like 2-foot waves? You know, blue water.
We were supposed to have the storm of the century.
Exactly.
Show up.
If you could imagine this. And the famous thing, the famous video that came out of Houston... when they had a false alarm years ago, you know, obviously you're a cameraman, you are looking for some sort of visual movement that shows something. They found an empty water bottle riding along in a small crest of water in the curb. And that was the visual they could come up with because the hurricane didn't hit Houston.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Bill de Blasio saying we've got to be ready for this. And I understand. Believe me, I get it. You have to... be prepared for the worst possible things to happen. The warning states that the blizzard can give you 20 to 30 inches of snow with winds gusting to 55 to 65 miles an hour. The Massachusetts Emergency Management officials have announced to the public to prepare for a winter that may be historic and destructive. See, they start using words like that. Then there are people who are going to get scared, and then it doesn't happen.
It started when they started naming winter storms.
What is that about? That we had one called Iola last week. It was Iola last week.
We're already to Juno.
Yeah, we did. Hello.
The one that I really liked and remember was the girl was in the canoe, and she's sitting there, and the guy comes walking along.
That was on the NBC. Yes, thank you. That was on NBC on the Today Show. Yeah, she was. She was in the canoe, and a guy goes walking by because it's only about 8 inches of water. But
well,
it's all about the visual.
Wet.
Yeah. Do what?
You can't get your feet wet.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, there's supposed to be production assistants that keep people out of the shot to mess it up like that. But you're right. Last week's storm was Iola, which I – look, if I'm the people from Iola, man, salute. Because they're not going to name one Bryan or College Station. I know that.
Storm BCS is rolling through
exactly.
the East Coast.
Exactly. We got to go through the alphabet a couple of times before we get to that one. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So is this Juno? Is that what this
yes.
is?
Yes.
I didn't know they started naming them.
Yeah,
I heard of like snowpocalypse
about 4 years
stuff.
Ago.
Yeah,
get winter storms down here. So.
But that was the thing. Yeah, snowpocalypse. How many times can you use that? Because then it's snowpocalypse 1, 2, 3, 4. And I don't know why they decided they
could at least name it like wintry, I don't know, like...
Wintry outbreak number 23.
Like storm frostbite.
It started in 11 when they coined it Snowtober because it fell near Halloween.
Hello.
Hey, I'm late to the party, but let's not forget when Al Roker got blown over in Hurricane Katrina.
Well, that's a good point. You're right. He put his arms up. What did he say? Hello?
It's the Weather Channel that actually names those. Those aren't official National Weather
Service. Oh, good. Thank you. Okay.
TV.
Okay, thanks.
The unofficial official name.
See, I would name it like, I don't know, like Yeti or something. Something like, you know.
Aha. Yeah, well, see, and I recall
Frozen
now.
Characters.
I think it was, that may have been last year when we had some weather coming in, and we talked to Rob live about the named storm, and he really kind of pounced on us about that. That ain't us. That's somebody else. And again, look, they got a channel about weather, okay? How long do you watch the Weather Channel? You ever watch? I mean, I watch the Weather Channel until it gets to the eights, and I see that and I turn it off. I know they try. They try really hard to get people engaged. They've got more shows on there now, more programs than I could ever imagine. And I'm glad it's out there, but boy. Hello?
Global warming, don't you know?
Yeah, that's it. It's more source all. Yeah, 20 to 30 inches of snow because of global warming.
Well, can you imagine if they predicted something like that for down here?
Oh, sure.
Well, people would go nuts.
Oh, yeah, they would. Well, I go nuts when there's ice on the roads just because I don't know how to drive on it, and I don't want to be out there with other people who don't either.
And speaking of which, before New Year's, we were leaving from Dallas to head to Little Rock, and I saw these lines on the road, and I found out recently that it's beet juice.
What?
That's what they use to... road crews?
Texas?
It's a preparatory thing. They can spray it down, it'll stick for a little bit, and it uses a lot less salt, is what I understand.
Well, I understand
beet juice and sodium chloride, which is salt, and a few other binders, but it little lines on the road in the direction of travel.
Well, if you break down, you get hungry. I guess you can just start licking it up.
Borscht, yeah. No kidding. All right. Well, I had no idea. See, now, and how do you find that? I mean, that's one of those, like, post-it note deals. You know, the adhesive wasn't quite strong enough. What are we going to do with it? I mean,
somebody had to try it first.
It said, there's a beet farmer out there who's going, I can't sell this stuff. What do I do? Well, maybe we can spread it on the roads. Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, you never know. A restaurant at a prison staffed entirely by inmates has been ranked as the best in Cardiff, Wales. It's called the Clink Restaurant, which is open to the public. It's been the number one restaurant on TripAdvisor for a long time. Diners who posted reviews on the website say they have a friendly and informative staff.
You think?
Oh. Where do you want to be putting your purse, ladies? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You want to be putting that on the ground? Where
start
you
biting
do?
Into a sandwich and there's like a, you know, like a file in there.
Diners who posted reviews on the website said they are friendly and informative, put other waiters to shame. The 96-seat restaurant serving breakfast and lunch open to the public in 2012 with 30 inmates being paid $21 for a 40-hour work week. Boy, that works well for everybody then. I mean, you know, that's a great profit margin as far as that's concerned. It obviously is self-sufficient and beyond. Hello?
Sounds like a place that could name dishes after Hogan's Heroes characters.
We all know varicose veins aren't attractive, but did you realize they can be the sign of a larger cardiovascular problem? Here's something you should know. Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. Early identification of venous insufficiency can prevent painful, unnecessary suffering. Treatment is a non-surgical outpatient procedure. Varicose veins are preventable with basic lifestyle changes, and only a physician can share the true cause of varicose veins. Schedule a free screening, or for more information from the doctors at Brazos Vein Institute, go to brazosvein.com.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M-Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
good morning, 725. Yes, thank you for the Colonel Klink reference. We're always glad when we can talk about Hogan's Heroes. Weather in a minute, then Rush, then local news, and then if the storm doesn't get us, apparently there's something else that is plaguing Earth this morning that we'll let you. Yes, it's going to scare us all. Yeah, we did a shark story, as a matter of fact, last week.
Was it a bull shark?
I don't know what it was. A big shark. I don't.
They can get big. Those things freak me out because they can swim in fresh water.
Oh, no, that's not good, is it?
I've been found as far north as Illinois.
That's like the super shark, then.
Yeah.
That brings Sharknado
right to your swimming pool.
It could. You could have Sharknado Kansas City next time.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go. Pretty nice 67 for a high temperature today. North winds at about 5 miles an hour. 47 for a low tonight. Then on Tuesday, looking at 73 to 75. Same thing for Wednesday with lots of sunshine. On Thursday, still pretty sunny. 71 will be our high. Then we'll turn cooler on Friday, but we'll still have some sun out there. 57 will be the high on Friday. So pretty good start to the week. Right now, the winds are out of the west at 5. 73% relative humidity. Chill factor is 34, and the air temperature right now, 38 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The fifth anniversary of the Citizens United decision. Supreme Court ruling allows corporations and unions to participate in the political process. They can spend as much money on political campaigns as they want in order to express their views and help candidates of their choice. The ruling has stuck in the craw of liberals since day one. To mark the anniversary, liberal demonstrators disrupted court proceedings. Seven of them were arrested after shouting slogans. One made it past security with a camera, which is a violation of law. Hours after the arrests, President Obama issued a statement. He didn't chastise the protesters for disrupting court proceedings. No, he reiterated his own protest. The Citizens United decision was wrong, he said. It's caused real harm to our democracy. With each new campaign season, this dark money floods our airwaves with more and more political ads that pull our politics into the gutter. Dark money? What a crock! That's what liberals call dollars they don't control. Obama's scolding statement shows his utter contempt for the Supreme Court, which is a co-equal branch of government, and it does not answer to him. The court, not Obama, gets the last word on the law. It's the same guy who makes pompous speeches about civility in politics, but he won't show civility to the highest court in the land. So speaking of the gutter, that's where Obama's style of politics finds a safe, secure home, right there in the gutter, right there in the dark.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your fresh, healthy vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help fresh, healthy vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8181. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8181. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8181.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The 120th anniversary of St. Joseph Catholic School in Bryan will be celebrated Wednesday morning. Communications Director Patty Blazek says the students will be participating in a massive Thanksgiving led by the Bishop of the Austin Diocese.
The students are going to do most of the Mass parts, and our high school choir will be singing at the Mass, and younger children are going to present gifts to the Bishop and thank him for his leadership of the school.
The site of the first school on Preston Street has remained in continuous use for educational purposes.
And that is where our Early Learning Center is, but a lot of the people, they had classes for up through 8th grade until Monsignor McCaffrey purchased the old Travis Elementary School on Travis Street behind the PAC.
The Mass, followed by a reception, will take place at St. Joseph Catholic Church starting Wednesday morning at 11. Any hopes have been dashed that the Texas legislature will address school finance this session. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely recently told the school board the state Supreme Court has added more time for arguments in the continuing appeal.
It looked like the Supreme Court would take up and rule on the finance system in plenty enough time for the 84th Texas legislature, the one that just gaveled in, to address this in a special session, either in fall of 2015 or spring of 2016. That may be in doubt now. This may actually get pushed to the 85th Texas legislature or the 2017 session.
Dr. Ely says the school finance lawsuit so far has generated more than 200,000 pages of testimony. Members of the Texas Senate know their committee assignments for the new legislative session. Two who serve in the Brazos Valley will see each other on two committees. Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, who represents Brazos County, chairs Health and Human Services. The vice chair is newly elected Senator Lois Colhorst of Brenham. The two are also members of the Senate Finance Committee. Schwartner was also named to the Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Colhorst is also on the Senate Transportation, Education, and Agriculture Committees. The Texas A&M System has announced a new contract for IT services that does not involve outsourcing. The five-year deal with Cisco, according to the system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, consolidates 604 separate contracts into one.
It increases the efficiency of the procurement office because they're now managing fewer number of contracts. It increases the efficiency of all of the systems administrators because they now have a single number to call, and that single number will have all of their assets. They don't have to determine which assets under which contract.
Stone says the system will save $3.7 million and no system employees will lose their jobs. Two people were killed in crashes in the Brazos Valley during the weekend. One mishap was near the Texas Renaissance Festival, where an SUV rear-ended a car attempting to turn off FM 1774.
DPS identified the fatality as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullenix of Navasota. The driver and a second passenger in the car, along with the driver of the SUV, were all transported to Conroe with undisclosed injuries. During the midnight hour on Sunday, Bryan police were sent to FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit after a man walking in the outside lane was struck and killed. The pedestrian was identified as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators believe the driver of the car was not intoxicated. A union representing American Airlines mechanics has filed a lawsuit against the carrier. The Transport Workers Union Local 591 claims airline managers pressure mechanics to send out airplanes that need repairs and could be unsafe. Aviation consultant Denny Kelly says sending planes overseas for repairs is at the heart of the suit.
Sometimes they get them back and sometimes they're in fairly good shape. Sometimes you get them back and they're not in good shape. It just depends.
American won't comment directly on the lawsuit but defends its safety record. Have you forgotten about a bank account? Didn't collect on a utility deposit you were due when they cut off service? You may be eligible to collect some of it of about $4 million in the hands of the state. The controller's office is Diana Diaz.
A lot of people that they didn't remember they had on some uncashed check or some insurance company never pay them like the whole amount. Business and corporations and banks have 1 to 3 years to report this.
The list of people who are owed money is at claimittexas.org. Galveston County officials are seeking a change in state law to help them root out squatters living on beaches in Bolivar Peninsula. County commissioners will push the state legislature this session for a change in the Texas Natural Resources Code to allow counties bordering the Gulf of Mexico to ban full-time living on unincorporated beaches, most of which are found on Bolivar Peninsula. Commissioner Ryan Denard says cities have the power to regulate camping on beaches, but counties responsible for unincorporated areas do not have the regulatory power without a change in state law. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Once I saw what Suddenlink was starting to do, I started to count up the things in my house that this is going to help. Cell phone, computer, the laptop, the gaming system, my daughter's Kindle. And it's just the two of us. If you've got a larger family, there's a much bigger demand on your wireless. And with all those devices, it's going to drag it down. But not with Suddenlink, because they've got you covered with the fastest speeds in the area, up to 100 meg available in Bryan College Station. And the new minimum, the minimum speed for Suddenlink is 50 meg. That is 16 times faster than DSL. Now, if you're not with Suddenlink and you're still messing around with the phone company and DSL, you make the switch to the internet leader, and that is Suddenlink. You can visit them online at suddenlink.com. They've got a store right here in our own backyard, and they're doing it for next to nothing, too. You're going to get blazing fast internet for just $35 a month with that 100 meg or 50 meg speed, depending on what you get. But the minimum, again, is 50 meg to power all those devices that I mentioned. Find out more. Again, it's suddenlink.com, or you can see them on 29th Street. They're right across from the TV station.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
7:38. Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable sunshine today should lead to mild temperatures. We're going to climb all the way up to about 65 to 70 this afternoon. High pressure sits over the state tonight. We're clear. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. Sunshine is with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 50. It's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking a lot of Aggie sports going on this past weekend. Men's hoops was in action up in Knoxville, taking on Tennessee. Fared pretty well, by the way. It's also Texas A&M women's swimming and diving was in the pool on Saturday. And the A&M men's and women's tennis were both at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center on the A&M campus. I'll tell you all about that and more coming up in sports.
So as we told you in the first hour, it's the 26th day of the year. It's January 26th. It's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Did you get some?
I didn't. I have some virtual, though. It's okay.
That's right. You can download on your phone.
Sure you can. A matter of fact, I went to the Bubble Wrap Appreciation site. There's an app now for that. So
of course there is.
You'd really want to be doing that in a meeting. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it is always the last Monday in January. Story is in 1957, two New Jersey engineers, Mark Chevenez and Al Fielding, trying to make a plastic wallpaper with a paper backing for a trendy new texture wallpaper. Obviously, it never caught on. However, they realized their invention, if you will, could be used to cushion things that were being packed. Thus, bubble wrap was born. Of course, it's a great stress reliever for some people. If you don't have any handy, you can go to the website. And again, as I said, they've got an app. But Zach was mentioning that earlier in his work history, they had apparently quite a bit of extra bubble wrap, and so they would apparently mummify coworkers. But you don't have to do that anymore.
Suit up with the latest in packaging technology. Behold, the bubble wrap suit.
Oh, yeah.
The one-size-fits-most ensemble is tailor-made for thrill-seekers. Whether you're tossing around the pigskin, getting dropped off at school, playing competitive games with friends, getting to know local law enforcement, trying new things.
It's the bubble wrap suit, which is available. I don't know how much it costs. We'll
$15.
See. $15?
That's it? Really?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Oh, it's out of stock, though.
Wow. Well, very of course. Popular. Well, we're in the midst of bubble wrap appreciation. It's the run up to that.
Yeah. So
that's probably what happened.
Some high demand.
Enough people. That's it. Check maybe middle of the year. And again, you know, if it's 100 degrees outside, you do want to wrap yourself in plastic. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Oh, they've got a wedding dress. On Pinterest, there's a bubble wrap wedding dress.
Oh.
Sweet.
Why not? I remember we were walking by a department store. We were off on vacation, and they had duct tape fashions, you know, dresses made of duct tape, bubble wrap.
Well, make wallets, might as well make duct.
Guess so. The Miss Universe pageant. So, did y'all watch it last night from Miami?
No.
88 contestants from around the world. Top 15 contestants included women from all over the world. They named 15 countries. There's no reason for me to read those to you. When the dust had cleared, five, including Miss USA, the Netherlands, Ukraine, Jamaica, and Colombia, making the final cut. The winner was Pauline Vega. She's Miss Colombia. The runner-up was Miss USA, Nia Sanchez. All right. USA, we're number two. We're number two. If for any reason, I guess, Miss Universe can't serve, then
if she happens to be indisposed.
That's right. We'll have the girl. All right. So we told you earlier this morning, the snow's obviously going to wipe out the Northeast as we know it. It'll cease to exist, I'm sure, because of all the weather that they're going to have. But if that doesn't get you, a mountain-sized asteroid will zoom past Earth today, marking the closest pass by such a large space rock until 2027. So if we survive this, we got 12 more years. It's asteroid 2004 BL86. It's about 1,800 feet wide, and it'll come within 745,000 miles of Earth, which is really close.
Hmm.
That's about three times the distance between the Earth and the Moon.
Well, it's not like they sent like a team of oil drillers up there to drill down into it and then plant a bomb.
Could be, yeah, exactly. We got to get Clint Eastwood and all those old guys up there to do that. Actually, you can see it tonight. Most stargazers, if you got a backyard telescope and you don't have to worry about the light pollution in your part of the world, then you may be able to see it. I don't know what time. We'll find out a little bit later.
Well, Scott, you know I was talking about Armageddon, not Space Cowboys.
Oh, that's okay.
I know they kind of work into each other a little bit.
I had no idea. Since I've seen neither, I was taking a wild stab. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it's a sad thing. So there's a 94-year-old World War II vet who lives in Ohio who just wants to pay his taxes. But he can't because the IRS says he's dead.
Oh, well.
Siegfried Meinstein has been unable to convince the IRS that he is alive and living in an assisted living facility near Columbus, Ohio. The IRS told him they cannot process his tax return because their records indicate he's deceased.
Oh, shoot, that works out well for him.
Here's my thought. If you're 94, should you have to pay taxes? You know what I'm saying? If you spent that long here, don't you think you should get a break?
And he's living in an assisted...
Assisted living. So anyhow, we'll see how that works.
Interesting.
Software developer in Johannesburg has taken that time-honored African tradition of paying for a bride to the new tech age. He has designed an app to calculate the woman's value. Because you have to understand, they have this system there where you get cows, you know, like a dowry kind of a thing. Okay, so anybody asking for a woman's hand now can enter her status in the Lobola calculator, and it turns out her value in South African dollars. It's called the rand, and it tells you how many cows that would equate to. The price can also be converted to pounds and euros and dollars on the app. The app considers the person's age, height, weight, waist size, and how attractive they are, ranging from not at all to really hot. The prospective groom must also enter what qualifications the woman has, whether she has a job, whether she's been married before, whether she's got children. The app's creator says, oh, it's just a fun app.
Now guys in America are going to try and do that, and that is stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's dangerous.
What, cows? How many cattle are you worth?
Yeah, if you're gonna say, hey baby, I looked up on the South Africa website. Yeah. You're 3.5 cows.
That's probably not a good opening line. Safe to say that wouldn't. And rural Alaskans who'd like to attend church without navigating miles of frozen road have found a workaround.
Oh,
the telephone. Uh-huh. An Alaskan branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has devoted entirely to members who call into church. Church member Chip Sharp says he and his wife make the phone call, part of the Sunday routine. They dress up in their church clothes. They sing songs and other hymns. It's Dyla Church, and it's not alone. The Third Church of Christ Scientists in New York City invites call-ins via Skype, Google, or on their other computer device.
Wowzer.
So there you can. And see, with Snowpocalypse-geddon or whatever coming, and you know, you maybe can't get to that church in New York, you'll be able to do that by phone. We'll see.
There you go.
746.
Power Service Diesel Fuel Supplement plus Cetane Boost prevents diesel fuel from gelling in cold weather. When temperatures drop below 30 degrees, add the white bottle to your tank with every fill-up. This Arctic formula prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your fuel has already gelled, you need the red bottle of Diesel 911. Use Power Service Diesel 911 to get fuel flowing and your engine running again. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I think almost every parent can relate to this scenario. You give your 6-year-old a clear instruction and he asks, why? Believe it or not, how parents respond to that question is more crucial than you might think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There was a time when, why do I have to, from a child got an immediate, because I said so, from the parent. That matter-of-fact response has largely fallen out of favor among parents today. But author Dr. John Roseman says moms and dads ought to use that answer more often. Parents these days feel obligated to explain why household rules ought to be followed. But past generations didn't believe that way at all. Young kids were simply expected to obey because the parent said so. That may sound like poor parenting to modern sensibilities, but according to Dr. Roseman, young kids shouldn't be reasoned with. They should be taught respect for authority, and that means kids learn to follow rules, not because they agree with them or understand their purpose, but because mom and dad said so. The logic behind your rules can come later in the teen years when they're mature enough to have those conversations. In the meantime, have fun with your kids, laugh and play and horse around, but when it comes time for discipline, don't try to reason with them. Expect them to obey the rules because you said so. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning's sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. The Texas A&M men's basketball team played some of its best ball of the year on Saturday, defeating Tennessee 67-61 on the road and stretching its winning streak to 4 games. Coach Billy Kennedy credited the Aggies' superb ball handling for the victory.
Proud of our guys. Came in here with a lot of confidence and executed the game plan against a very good Tennessee team. Thought we were able to hurt them inside a little bit the first half, and then the second half moved the ball to have 17 assists was important for us, and only 9 turnovers was a big key to the game.
Jalen Jones scored 18 points and pulled down 9 rebounds for the Aggs, who improved to 13-5 and 4-2 in SEC play. They'll look to keep the good times rolling tomorrow night when they visit the Auburn Tigers at 8 o'clock right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some other Aggie sports in action this past weekend. The 11th-ranked women's tennis team came up short to number 41 TCU at yesterday's ITA kickoff weekend championship match, but the Aggie men fared better with senior Jeremy Efferding leading the number 10 Aggs to a 4-1 victory over number 33 San Diego. On Saturday, the number 4-ranked Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team, easy for me to say, rolled to a dual meet victory over LSU at the Student Recreation Natatorium. Tonight, 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's hoops hits the road to take on top-ranked South Carolina and Columbia. The Maroon and White, who are coming off a 54-51 loss to number 22 Georgia, sit at 16-4 overall and 4-2 in the SEC. The Lady Gamecocks, meanwhile, are undefeated at 18-0 and 6-0 in conference play. Game time is set for 6 o'clock at Colonial Life Arena, with broadcast starting at 5:45 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. A new milestone has been reached in NCAA Division I men's basketball. The 5th-ranked Duke Blue Devils defeated St. John 77-68 yesterday to give Coach Mike Krzyzewski his 1,000th career win. Even though he's the first D1 men's coach to do it, Coach K made sure he gave all the credit to his supporting cast.
I'm the lucky guy who's been at two great institutions, West Point and Duke, and have had unbelievable support. I never had a day in 40 years where I worried about my back. with my AD, superintendent, or president, and not many people can say that.
Coach K, one of the best and classiest in the biz. The NFL's annual Pro Bowl was held last night in Glendale.
And Irvin's team trying to move a bit closer here with a 9-point deficit inside of 2 minutes in the third. Ryan cuts down to Emmanuel Sanders of the Denver Broncos.
Matt Ryan would find Saints tight end Jimmy Graham later on in the fourth quarter for what proved to be the winning touchdown as Team Irvin beat Team Carter 32-28. J.J. Watt was doing J.J. Watt stuff on the field, intercepting a pass and recovering a fumble to grab defensive MVP honors. Lions quarterback Matt Stafford was awarded offensive MVP after throwing